Hello, this is Michelle Falter, the Principal Editor of the Journal of Language and Literacy Education, also known as JOLLY, a peer-reviewed, open-access journal housed in the Department of Language and Literacy Education at the University of Georgia, providing scholars a space to engage readers in a broad spectrum of issues related to the field. Today I have the privilege of talking to Katie Stover from Furman University and Lindsay Sharonik-Yerta from the University of South Carolina Upstate about their article that they co-wrote with Rachel Cease, also from Furman. Their article is titled, Experience is the Best Tool for Teachers, Blogging to Provide Pre-Service Educators with Authentic Teaching Opportunities, and is featured in our fall 2014 issue. Welcome, Katie and Lindsay, and thanks for being here today.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks for inviting us to do this podcast about our article. We are thrilled to be able to share our work with your readers.
We are. We're really excited to be here, and we appreciate the opportunity.
So, Katie, what are some of the main takeaways that you hope readers will get from your article?
As far as the takeaways that we hope the readers get from our article, we really hope that they will consider new ways to provide pre-service teachers or teacher education candidates with enriching and meaningful experiences to apply the course content and the pedagogy being learned at the college level.
Thank you, Katie. Lindsay, could you provide some information about what motivated you to write this article?
Well, it all started when I was teaching fifth grade, and I had a group of struggling readers and writers. They were unmotivated, and I contacted Katie, who was a professor at a nearby university, in the hopes that we could get some sort of mutually beneficial partnership started, and we decided to conduct a research project. We wanted to format the project in such a way that we could really analyze how it impacted both the elementary students as well as the pre-service teachers. The university students were able to practice the strategies that they were learning about in class, which made everything much more authentic. We decided to write the article because we felt like both sets of students, the pre-service teachers as well as the elementary students, experienced such great growth throughout the project that we wanted to share what we had done in the hopes of perhaps adding to the conversation about this topic and maybe interesting others in trying something similar.
Thank you. It seems to me that there would be a lot of practitioner-based implications raised by your research. Katie, could you share some of those?
Sure. We believe there's numerous implications that resulted from our work. You know, teaching is hard work, and in a field with such a high turnover rate and sadly sometimes low morale, specifically in recent years, I think we owe it to our teachers to really equip them with the knowledge and the meaningful hands-on experiences that will prepare them for the demands of teaching in today's classrooms. So simply assigning course readings, discussing them in class, and providing lectures isn't suffice. Additionally, requiring X number of field experience hours isn't adequate if we really want our teachers to be prepared to go out there in the field. And so instead, we really need to be intentional with the way we design methods courses for education majors, and pre-service teachers really deserve access to meaningful learning experiences that involve authentic teaching opportunities while exposing them to different types of technologies as well, technologies specifically that will help students develop with their reading and their writing and communication and collaboration. And, you know, what's interesting is that although today's generation of college students are considered to be tech-savvy, millennial generation, or sometimes called Generation Y, they actually, the students that we worked with, had very little familiarity with the use of technology as it relates to the classroom setting. So the first implication really suggests the need for a greater emphasis on the use of technology in the teacher preparation programs, meaningful use of technology. And a second implication suggests the need for increased meaningfully engaging activities working with children. So rather than just going out to do field experience hours where they're just, you know, logging hours, sitting in the back of the room like a fly on the wall, or sometimes being assigned to work with a student one-on-one periodically, we think that it's important for pre-service teachers to have extended ongoing work with one child maybe over a period of time and working with multiple students as well so that they understand the wide variety of abilities and needs in any given classroom. So this project really helps pre-service teachers develop their professional identities, increase their self-confidence, and help them develop as active readers, which then in turn help them with their teaching of reading with the elementary students. And through this experience, they develop their understanding for the need to individualize this type of instruction. And we feel strongly that engaging pre-service teachers in meaningful assignments, such as this one, really helps to prepare them for their work in their own future classrooms.
So, Lindsay, I have one final question for you. What are some of the ways that this paper addresses various audiences, and how do these audiences benefit from reading your article?
We believe that this article can benefit several audiences. For example, we think that perhaps university professors and elementary practitioners and pre-service teachers can find something useful in the article. As Katie mentioned, we really want to be intentional in designing methods courses so that we can prepare pre-service teachers to be successful in their future classrooms. So we think that university professors can really benefit from reading this article. We tried to provide an example of a pedagogically sound practice. We hope that the teacher education programs are encouraged to seek out a K-12 class in order to just help provide their pre-service teachers with a more authentic experience in working with students while implementing technology in the classroom. As was already mentioned, the pre-service teachers don't have a ton of experience in working with technology for a classroom purpose, for an instructional purpose. So we think it's important to provide those authentic experiences utilizing technology to provide individualized instruction for a range of learners. This can help lead to developing more empowered and dedicated teachers. And additionally, we believe this article has the potential to inspire some additional research in this area. As far as pre-service teachers, we talked about a study out of Michigan in our article where they had found that pre-service teachers felt unprepared to teach critical reading skills in the classroom. So participating in a project like this could give pre-service teachers some more of that confidence that they need. They'd be gaining experience working to develop students' literacy skills in an authentic situation. So we really feel that pre-service teachers certainly benefit from engaging in a project like this one. And if they're unable to participate in this type of project, we think that their voices should still be heard. So we included much of their thoughts and their statements throughout the findings section in our article. So in the event that they're unable to participate in a project, they can still glean some knowledge about differentiating literacy instruction from reading the article. With teachers that are practicing, so current practitioners, we think it provides them with a learning experience to perhaps incorporate authentic reading and writing experiences with a real audience through the use of technology. We think that this is a good example that indicates the growth that elementary students can experience when they're working with a more capable peer in this instance. You know, it was the pre-service teachers. So they were just constantly working within that zone of proximal development. And, you know, we have one teacher and 25 students. So pairing up with a university and allowing the elementary students to work with pre-service teachers allowed that practicing teacher to, you know, supervise and be used throughout the room in a different way. So it was good for that individualized instruction.
Well, thank you, Katie and Lindsay, for talking with Jolly Readers today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity. We enjoyed sharing about our article.
It was our pleasure.
Listeners, please continue the discussion began here by engaging with Katie, Lindsay, and Rachel's work in our fall 2014 issue.